Hello, 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 everybody. This is James Murphy again with Evolution for Success. Thank you for joining in today where we're going to continue to help you evolve your mind and your thinking to greater levels of success. And I'm so excited to come here today and speak to you again because today I'm going to talk about something that I'm really, really excited about, and it's ants. That's right, you heard me. We're here to talk today about ants. And let me tell you what ANT stands for. ANT stands for those automatic negative thoughts that we have. I say it all the time. I'll say it again in every single podcast that I do. When you set a goal in place, you automatically set all your obstacles in place. Those obstacles that are mental, they're your beliefs, they're emotional, those feelings. They're physical, like not getting enough sleep, and they're spiritual. And so when we set those goals in place, as soon as you say something like, man, oh man, I would love to run a marathon, what happens? Those automatic negative thoughts start popping up like, oh, how am I going to do that? I don't know how to do that. What am I going to do? How am I going to make that happen? You know, I don't feel like it. Oh, my knees, I got such bad knees. Ah, and these thoughts, I got to tell you, your brain is so slick. And your brain has thoughts, and these thoughts are just like ants. I mean, think about it. Think about a huge ant hill. What do the ants do? They pop up out of the hill in the morning, as soon as the sun comes up, just like your brain turns on as soon as you get up, and they go out and they just start to wander everywhere. If there's no focus, they just wander everywhere. And these ants, I mean, you've seen ants, they just walk everywhere, and they're all random. They curve left, right, around, they loop around everywhere. Our thoughts are the same way. If they're not focused, they just start to go everywhere until they hit something sweet. And once they hit something sweet, one of them grabs on, and then they come all the way. See, they know how to get back, though. Once those ants latch on to something sweet, man, they just make it, and they hightail it straight back to the anthill. Because they got to tell everybody else and share everybody else how they got the sweet stuff, where it's at. And that's what they do. Our thoughts are the same way. They go out there, and they're random. They're everywhere. You set that goal, and man, how am I going to do it? What am I going to make happen? All this mental, emotional, physical stuff. They're wandering around everywhere, and all of a sudden, they get something that sounds like it makes sense. Because our brain is crazy. It builds justifications for everything that we want to do. And as soon as we get a justification that works, it's like that sweet thing. And we grab onto it, and we go back, and we start to share it with everybody. Oh, I can never do that. And what happens? Funnily enough, all of a sudden, there's focus. And that ant goes back, and he gets that sweet stuff, and he goes back to the ant hill, and then guess what all the other ants do? They follow him straight back. All of a sudden, they have focus. Without even realizing that, they all just accept that hey, this is good for me. This is food. This is food for my brain. And all the ants start following each other. Just like our thoughts. Once we have one thought that makes sense, all these other thoughts just start coming, and it becomes like, without even thinking, you start building all these other ants, all these other automatic negative thoughts that are following it straight to that sweet spot and coming right back again, building this new trail. That, and you've seen an ant trail. I mean, once they know where they're going to get that sweet stuff, it becomes a trail, and there'll be 100 ants all in a line, all following each other, just like those horses, right? They're just like going up and down the Grand Canyon. They all just follow the tushar, the one in front of them, without any, totally mindless. And our thoughts do the same thing when they're not focused. And they just go straight there, and then they come back, and they go straight there, and they come back. And you know what they do? They quit looking somewhere else for another source of food. And that's the problem. Unless we're really clear what sweet stuff we're putting in, what sweet stuff we're going for, unless that's a belief or something mental, emotional, physical that's really good for us to help us with the goal, with all these automatic negative thoughts, these ants that are running around everywhere, we're going to automatically start making a beehive for it with all of our other thoughts unconsciously. So that's why you really got to pay attention to what you're bringing back to the anthill that's going to feed you and sustain you through the winter. It's going to give you your nourishment, your sustenance. Because you know what? You might be bringing something back that's totally devoid of nutrition for you to actually get where you want to go. So you got to be careful with these automatic negative thoughts. You got to be careful with these ands. So take a look at where you might be latching onto something that's sweet that's not so good. And make sure that what you do, focus your brain. That's why focus is so important. Where your focus goes, your energy and your emotion flow. I'll say that again because it's so important. Where your focus goes, your energy and your emotion flows. So make sure, even though you wake up and these ants are going everywhere, right? Make sure that even if one of them finds a sweet spot, make sure when it brings it back that it's still good for you. And if it's not, squish that one ant out. And you know what? Find those other ants out there that are getting you to a good, solid food source that's going to nourish you and sustain you to really help support you in moving you towards your goal. And you don't want that belief to be so far away that it's going to take you 10 days just to get there before you can have 10 days to come back. Have it be something close to you to start. Something that you can grab onto. You can start building a really solid pathway towards success with. So that's my simple podcast for today. Watch out for those ants, those automatic negative thoughts that pop in your brain. Because, well, let me do this before we close. Let me just give you what could be a possible solution. Thanks for sharing. Those automatic negative thoughts, or you can be a little bit more blunt and direct with yourself and just say, be quiet, stop, cease, halt, desist. Stop the energy, stop the movement for a second. Step on that if you need to. Squash that bug, it's okay. It's just inside your brain. And send out some new ants somewhere where you're gonna get a good solid food source, like I said before. Because if we're gonna feed ourselves, you might as well feed your body something good. Might as well feed your brain something good. Because like I said last time also, be careful what you bring back and you put in your brain, because what you put in your brain is what you become. It's what you think. And it's amazing, because once you think something with some emotion and some energy, everything else follows it automatically. We're programmed that way. So think about it. Use it to your advantage. When you find something that's good and sweet for you, build those new beliefs around it to help empower you, to move you towards where you want to go. And before you know it, you'll have such a solid pathway to going where you're going. There's going to be no famine. It's going to be all feast. What am I talking about? It's going to be all feast. It's going to be Thanksgiving every single day with all the good stuff that you're bringing back to the anthill. And you're going to move and feed and inspire others too at the same time. So be careful of those automatic negative thoughts. Be sure you stay focused on where you want to go. Feed your brain some good stuff. Squash those ones that don't work. And we'll talk to you next time. So until then, continue to evolve to the next level of success. Keep those ants going in the right direction. And we'll talk to you soon. So like I always say, to your continued evolution for success. This is James Murphy saying we'll see you next time.